fantastic. You ought to join us one of these days.
Yes.
For what? Trying to. You know how Nick can be.
So, here, put this back on. Get back to you later.
I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, known as CAMPO. Today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, 4:30 p.m. The Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, CAMPO, is pleased to make reasonable accommodations for members of the public who are disabled and wish to attend the meeting. The special arrangements for these meetings are necessary, please notify Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization staff in writing at 3505 Budai Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701, or email at comments@carsonareampo.com, or call Patrick Pendinger at 775-887-2355 as soon as possible. Requests are required prior to 12 p.m. on November 7, 2016. For more information or for copies of supporting material regarding any of the items listed on the agenda, please contact Patrick Pittinger, Transportation Manager, at 775-887-2355. Additionally, the agenda will, with all the supporting material, is posted on the CAMPO website at www.carson.org/agendas, or is available upon request at 3505 Budai Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701. The agenda, or the chair may take items on the agenda out of order, combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and or remove an item from the agenda, or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. Any member of the CAMPO board may inform the chair of his or her intent to make a disclosure of a conflict of interest on any item appearing on the agenda or on any matter relating to the CAMPO's official business. Such disclosures may also be made at such time the specific agenda items is introduced. Are there any disclosures? We'll now proceed to agenda item one, roll call and determination of a quorum.
Chairperson Fierro, Vice Chairperson Erb.
Here.
Member Bonkowski.
Here.
Member Kroll.
Here.
Member Kimbrough.
Here.
Member Smolenski.
Here.
Member Zentino.
Here.
Ex officio Member Rosenberg.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Okay, agenda item two, public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the CAMPO board may approach the podium at this time and speak on any matter relevant to or within the authority of the CAMPO. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person. Seeing no comments, we'll move to agenda item number three. Approval of the minutes.
Move approval.
We have a move. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second with a correction of the date on the signature page.
You say, just call for the open vote on the motion. Motion carried and seconded. We'll fix it.
Okay.
All in favor, should go by second.
Okay. All in favor for approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Nay? No. Okay. Got it. Sorry, this is the first time, so. Okay, item number four, public meeting items. Item 4A, information only, to update the board on the South Carson Street Complete Seat Corridor Study. Staff summary, as part of the Campos Unified Planning Work Program, staff is responsible for completing a South Carson Street Complete Streets Corridor Study due to significant changes in traffic patterns and volumes anticipated with the opening of the Carson Freeway Extension.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'm gonna provide just a little overview. The presentation I'm giving is actually based on one that was provided at an initial public meeting on September 22nd at Fuji Park Fairgrounds. We had, I think, about 60 people there at the meeting. This is a slightly shortened version, but I believe it includes all the most important stuff. And if you go to the next slide, I want to address the first bullet item actually relates to an item that someone pointed out in the board forum that wasn't entirely clear, and that is the extent of the study that we're looking at. The study goes from 5th Street, which is the south end of the project that was just completed downtown, to Roland Drive, which is where the transition happens with the end of the Carson Freeway, where NDOT is doing the work. So that's the extent of the study that's being conducted. For clarification, Carson City currently owns north of Fairview Drive, and south of Fairview Drive is where we have funding in place to do a project. But the study goes all the way up to 5th Street so that we make sure that we evaluate the entire section and we don't leave a portion in the middle there. And I'll show you on a map when we get there. But the considerations for the corridor are that we are going to have a significant drop in traffic coming in the near future. The Nevada Department of Transportation had previously agreed with the city to relinquish that road and the attendant right-of-way to the city actually 12 years ago. But this year, an amendment was passed that relieved NDOT of the responsibility of doing what's called a mill and overlay, and instead the state will provide approximately $5.1 million to the city to complete a complete streets project in that quarter, which must be under construction by 2019. And we very much appreciate NDOT working with us on that. And Assistant Director John Terry actually appeared before the Board of Supervisors, and we appreciate him doing so to get to that agreement. And we are seeking to engage the community and the businesses during this initial complete streets study. But I will note that this is just the beginning. This is the conceptual core study. This is not the design level at this time, but we're trying to get a good concept for the corridor. In brief, what is a complete street? The good news is that we have an example of one now that's up and operating for about the last 12 days, which is downtown Carson Street. But I do want to point out that there are actually many different design alternatives and different concepts, whether or not there is a median, or if you have a separated, you know, the picture shown here is obviously a completely different environment, has something, a two-way bicycle pedestrian way over there. There are a lot of options out there for design, but the concept is to improve safety, to provide for the use by different modes, by vehicles, and also by motorcyclists, bicyclists, potentially transit riders, depending on the corridor. When you have a complete street, it's easier to cross the street. Just like in downtown Carson Street, we went from 65 feet to cross down to 40. Easier to walk to businesses, to bicycle, and it actually does benefit vehicle traffic as well, because we want to make sure that vehicles move safely. And there are definitely improvements to be made to improve safety in the South Carson Street corridor. As I mentioned, the NDOT will be transferring the road next year, 90 days after the freeway contractor is completed, and we'll get about $5.1 million. The freeway will extend down. The forecast traffic decrease on South Carson Street is from the current approximately 45,000 cars a day down to 25,000 cars a day. That means that what we currently have out there is an 85 to 90 foot wide road with three lanes in each direction plus turn lanes, and that is definitely more capacity that's needed. And there are significant maintenance costs for the road that's that wide as well, that is that will in the near future be unnecessarily wide. Go ahead, the next button. There you go. So as shown up here in the red, I just filled in, that's the freeway segment that's going to be opening the traffic next year. The blue area that is shown is shows the area for the study that we're discussing today and that we're beginning now. It goes from Fifth Street down to Roland Street. And just for reference purposes, the project that we currently have funding for is from Fairview down to Roland. Not the entire length, but most of the length of that study area. Once again, there's no standard design. There's a lot of different options for complete street projects. Often there are, you know, sidewalks, there can be bike lanes, but there could also be a separated bikeway facility. There's some projects do have median islands, some do not. That's an option depending on the corridor that you're working with. One of the things on the list is pedestrian crossing opportunities. For example, in South Carson Street today, there are no crosswalks on South Carson Street between Fairview and Koontz. That's a long distance without an opportunity to cross. Often there are reductions in travel lanes, as we were suggesting for South Carson Street. Roundabouts are one option. Once again, we're only at the beginning of the conceptual study. There's no recommendation at this time for roundabout, but that is something that often improves the safety and can provide a traffic calming measure in these corridors. And then finally, aesthetics, landscaping, street furniture. Once again, we have the example downtown where the number of trees was almost doubled, and we do have benches that are not all installed yet, but they're coming, and a lot of other improvements downtown that have improved that situation. Go ahead to the next button. These slides were presented at the public meeting, and we did have electronic handheld polling devices for all the people that were there attending. So it was only the attendees of the meeting that we asked these questions of. But our consultant, Kimberly Horns, down the lower left corner, did ask multiple questions about the desires of the attendees regarding this corridor. And they're using this as part of the input to develop two different conceptual cross sections for the road that they're still developing today. So the first one is what should be the priority on South Carson Street. Biking did end up at 21%, but automobile was 75, and that's not too surprising for us because we will still have 25,000 cars a day there. This is a very important economic corridor, and we do recognize that there will still be a significant amount of travel there, and we need to make sure that we accommodate those the vehicular travel. Next question was regarding the vehicular travel. What should we modify?
I thought maybe they had to do that for some other reason. So they're putting another station in just down the road with diesel tanks. I thought too. So wow. The ones on the cross the street, I saw them working on those, but they're not cutting the radius on those in or anything.
Those are not major modifications, but they still have poles to install over there.
Dirk Gorin for the record. Status report on Sierra Vista is that they've completed the surveying work, they've completed the geotech, and they've provided recommendations for the section of the roadway. We got those recommendations, and I have forwarded them on to the project engineer for Carson City. So the next part is for us to kind of sit down with the design staff that Central Federal Lands has hired and work with them on figuring out what kind of road best suits that area. And so we're looking at designing in the spring and then construction probably right around August. There's a few environmental factors that are causing us to wait till the end of August. So that's the update for now. Any questions?
Yep, it'll be nice to get that project finished. Okay, let's move on to item 5C, future agenda items.
I've got several. We have the, we did just get the call for applications for community development block grant projects once again. which we have successfully used in the past for sidewalks. So we're going to be developing an application for that. We'd like to keep RTC appraised of that if indeed we're doing something road sidewalk related. We're developing some changes to jack routes that are going to affect a few of the routes of the jack bus system. We made a very minor modification, which doesn't require a big public involvement process, so that we now have the jack bus stopping in front of City Hall, but we have a few more that that we're going to be looking to make. So we're going to be bringing that to you folks as well. The advertising contract for the revenue contract for advertising on the buses is expiring next month, and we are currently seeking another vendor. So we'll be looking to add to bring that contract to you as well. And finally, as I mentioned previously, we'll be back to you to discuss traffic further and related the future projects to be undertaken.
Are there any future agenda items from any of the commission members? Okay, we will move to item six, board comments. Do any of the members of the commission have any status reports or comments? Mr. Mayor.
Last week I got this is an interesting one, kind of follows along with the member Kimbrough was doing earlier at the bike ped. I got a call from the Washoe County RTC folks, and Washoe County is looking at doing some corridor improvements in Midtown, downtown Reno, and they wanted to bring their folks down to Carson City along with some of their business owners who in Midtown to get a better understanding of how we approached our businesses and how we approach construction in the to try and minimize disruption to businesses, and also, you know, how we went about gaining public comment on the actual streetscape amenities themselves. We've met with them for about 2 hours, and I think that the business owners came away with a good feeling of you know, how things can be done. I don't know if it's going to, you know, what they're going to end up suggesting at Midtown, but it was. I've got the feeling, I think, Patrick, you were there, and so was Danny Rotter, that, you know, the business owners really appreciated getting kind of a heads up on what they can expect when, if they do major streetscape improvements to Midtown. So, you know, and they were very impressed. I got to say they were very impressed with the downtown. And while I'm on the phone, I will tell you one other thing. I got a call from former Mayor Cashel, who was going through Carson City Monday afternoon, and said, "Hey, Kroll, this is pretty cool down here." Okay. That's it.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, one of those business owners actually called today and repeated his thanks for our time and your time and asked me to express his appreciation to you as well.
Okay.
Any other members of the commission? Mark?
I forgot one more thing. Joel Dunn was also given an award today at that conference. That's four Carson City awards there. Maybe you can do a resolution at the Board of Supervisors something for four awards. And
yeah, you know, and the other thing, I don't know if he got that. I mean, was that the livability award?
No, that was just because of his support of bicycling
right.
In the community. So it was more about his epic ride probably. Well, but he's also, you know, everybody knows he's connected strong to bikes in the community.
Yeah,
because so.
Joel said the other just yesterday that Carson City received the award of the most livable city in Nevada. Pretty good stuff.
And Patrick was a presenter and did a good job today, so as part of the panels with Vegas and Reno. So, yeah, I keep him around for a while. And
Any additional reports or comments from the commissioners? All right, then we will go to item seven, final public comment. Is there anybody in the public that would like to finally comment? I see nobody. So, item eight, for possible action, adjournment. We have a motion. We have a second. We're adjourned. Thank you all.